We just give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. Pray with me real quick. Pray with me. Dear Father God, we just ask that you would have your will. We ask that you would have your way. And we give your name honor, we give your name glory, and we give your name praise. Amen. I'm a little excited. I got one of my brothers in the faith. We have Reverend Brown in the house today from Greater Mount Nebo, and he's worshiping with us. And so I'm glad he was able to be with us on this morning. Amen. But we do have a text, and our text has been read, but I'm going to read it again. It's a short one, but it's an amazing one. Amen. And it comes from the book of John, the third chapter, the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but have life eternal. I want to read a little further. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. Somebody say amen. Amen. But the key verse is 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I'm so excited about that particular scripture because, as I told you before, we are in our series. It was supposed to be an April series. I was supposed to be done with it. I had a nice, catchy series that I was ready to drop. I like, I'm gonna do an unveil of this series. This series is gonna be hot. But it may have been hot. All I wanted it to be hot. It may have been exciting. It may have been catchy. It might have been something that you could grasp. But the reality is, God showed me, how are you gonna have a series about the undeniable power of love, and you didn't use not one time. I might have quoted it in one of my sermons, but you didn't use as your base John 3:16. And so, therefore, I was convicted, and I realized that as much as I wanted to turn the page to the next series, God says, no, not yet. You're going to preach this, because this is truly a love like no other. This is what we're going to talk about today, a love like no other. The first thing I want you to understand is that God moved first. He didn't move second. He didn't move third. He moved first. And it says in a particular word, for God so loved the world. The first action word we see in there is loved. What we get from that is that God loved us so much that he took action. And he understood a few things. I believe that God is a wise man. I believe God has understanding. I believe God knows everything. And so God knew that I would be a little bit off the chain during some of my years. Anybody was in there with me? Anybody? Okay, I might have been the only one. Okay, last week I was like pulling straws to find anybody that could roll with me. I said, anybody a sinner? Everybody was like, God. I'm like, y'all for real? I had to be the only sinner last week. I had to be the only everything last week. I'm like, man, it's just me to cut up before? Well, you know, I just own my stuff. I cut up. The report was true. I did it. Yeah, I did it. I tried to get an A in it. Amen. But the reality is, God knew that I would try to get an A in sin. God knew that you would cut up. God knew that some of y'all would have PhDs in doing wrong. God knew that you'd get a master's degree in it. God knew all the wrong that you would do. God knew that even after he sent his son, that you would deny his son. God knew, I don't know about you, well, maybe y'all wasn't like me. I was a little cut from the wrong cloth a little bit, but, you know, I used to say I'm cut from this good cloth. But I did some things that I'm not very proud of. I did some things that I don't want them to put on anybody's videotape for everybody to see. And some of the things aren't major like you would think, but I remember I used to give this one person a hard way to go, and I didn't realize why I was giving them a hard way to go. The reason I was giving them a hard way to go was because they were Christian. And my life was foul. And so I used to give this person, I can remember in high school, I don't know her name, But I used to always rag on her because I'm like, she had these dresses that used to come down past my pants. Then, and every day I was like, why you always got to do that? And she would tell me because of her favor. I'm like, oh, that's some stuff. But I didn't realize I was attacking not her, but who's in her. And the reality is there's sometimes in subtle ways that we've attacked folks. And we don't realize the reason that we've attacked them is because they had something that we call God. And it was God inside. And the reality is that the world hated Christ, but God still loved him. Has anybody been in a situation where there was a person, you might have been in a relationship, and you know the reality is the person did not need to love you because you were not the best one for them. Amen? I guess that was only me too. But we don't have no honest folks. No, I'm just joking. I'm just messing with you because some of y'all have been great and y'all have been wonderful in all your relationships and all these things. But the reality is for some of us other folk, just a few of us, I've got a couple of them. I know some of y'all testimonies. I won't be talking about y'all testimonies. I can only talk about mine. But the reality is you realize that some of the things you did weren't the best, and you realize that you didn't really need to get all the applause, all the pats on the back. Yeah, you may have been the star in this. You may have been the star singer. You may have been the star football player. But outside of the football field, outside of the choir loft, you was a hot mess. Amen? But God still loved. And God didn't wait until we loved him to love us. But no, God went and said, I'm going to love you even if you don't love me. As a matter of fact, God so loved the world that he sent who? His one and only son, which takes me to the next thing. God knows how to give good gifts. Do I have any people from Maryland, D.C., Virginia in the area, I believe? Anybody like crabs? Anybody like a good crab cake? Anybody like Jerry's? It's a free commercial. Y'all need to pay me. Anybody like, I used to like riding out to G&M because G&M had these crab cakes. I got some G&M fans in the place. Oh, yeah. What about Blue Dolphin? We got any Blue Dolphin lovers in the building? I know I'm right with the right crowd at the right time. I believe we got some. That's how them ladies, they be typing that. Joke. I don't even know how you say it. It's a Y, it's an A, and it's about 5,000 S's. There it is. We got that corner. But the reality is, if you love a crab cake like me, now imagine your good friend walked up and maybe they joined you at the table like, oh, let me try some of that. I already hear my man like, no. I got the one crab cake. You want part of my one crab cake? But guess what? How you going to feel? I want you to think about it because somebody always does it. Let me have a little bit of that. But what if they said, you know what? Let me have that. Ooh, how y'all feeling right now? They want that whole crab cake. You just bought it. That joint is steaming, and you ready to dig in. I don't know, some of y'all don't put nothing on it. Some put cocktail sauce, some do tartar, some do a little hot sauce. Some got a little special crab sauce or whatever. Everybody got a combination of what they do. But somebody's asking for your crab cake right now, the only one on your plate, and you don't even want to give it. If you're honest, not a single one in here wants to give up a crab cake. But what is a crab but a bottom dweller? But here he was, ready to give up his one and only son. Now we got to see who is good. No one is good but God, because we realize that we don't even want to give up a crab cake, which is a bottom dweller. But God is willing to give up his flesh and blood. God is willing to give up his child for sinners. I didn't say for folks that loved him. I didn't say for folks that care, but here he is. And y'all could taste that situation and how it is to have that Jerry's crab cake right in front of you and picturing somebody asking. Well, no, he's asking for the life of your flesh and blood. He's asking for your one and only child. And the people in the world didn't even know that they needed him, but he's still willing to give. God gives great gifts. I believe there's a lesson in that. Maybe we don't need to be so selfish. Maybe we need to sometimes realize right where we are and realize the greed that lies in us even while, because guess what? He didn't give us his worst. He didn't give us his second best. He didn't give us what he didn't want. He gave us the best possible thing he could ever give. He gave what was his treasure possession, his son. I don't know a Negro I'd give my son for. That's just real. But God loves in such a way that he would give his only begotten son for a sinner like me who told you about all the wrong things I did. Why would you give your only begotten son for somebody who's chastising and talking about your folks? Why would you give your only begotten son for someone that lived in sin? Why would you give your only begotten son for somebody that did so much wrong? Why would you give your only begotten son for someone like me, a sinner, a wretch undone? Why? Why would you do it? And it's because of the first thing I told you, because he loved us. And that's real love. Because see, real love will have you doing some things that you never thought you would do. Real love will have you get up earlier in the morning. Real love will make me get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning to get ready to take kids to school, even though I am nobody's morning person. Amen. Amen. Can I get an amen? Because I feel like a zombie in the mornings. I'm like, Jesus. But I love my kids, so I do what I got to do, amen? Because if it was up to me, I'd get up at 8, I'd take a quick 15-minute shower, get dressed, and I'd be out the door at 8:30 and be to work by 9:15, whatever. But we have children, so that's another 4 hours in the journey that have to be spent. But the reality is, you'll do for who you love, but we got to realize the love that God has for us. He'll meet us right where we are. You are not alone right in your situation. Sometimes the enemy will try to make you feel like you ain't got no friends, you ain't got no loved ones, you ain't got nobody that got your back. Devil, you are a liar from the pit of hell. I don't care if you're watching on Facebook. You need to know that God is with you, that God loves you, that God cares, and that he ain't going nowhere. Because his love, it never ends. So the first thing we know, that God acted first because he loved us. The second thing we need to know and realize that God gives good gifts. So as you're going in your journey, as you're moving along, know one, that you're going to have to love somebody else. You're going to have to love somebody else that's not going to be the individual or the person that's always patting you on the back. It's not going to be the person that's always willing to give you a hug. It's not the person that you play sports with. It's not the person that you hung out with, but it's going to be the person that talks about you. It's going to be the person that you would least want to love, but God is calling you to love them, because if he could give his only begotten son, how is it that we can't love these people on earth made with flesh and blood? How are we going to say we love God who we cannot see, where we can't love our brother and sister who we see every day just because they got it twisted, just because they're doing it wrong? You don't know what will happen when you love them. You don't know how God will turn it around. It'll be the very one that seemed like they tried to clip you up all the time. Once you learn to love them, they might be your road dog. Once you learn to love them, that might be your sister that you can kick it with. That might be your sister that'll be there when you lose everything. You never know who the person that God has designed to bless you with. That don't mean that got to be your, let me help it. I got to fix it. I got to fix it. I'm getting the Bria eye. Sister Bria, give me the Bria eye. Now fix it, Pastor. Fix it. That don't mean you stay in no mess. But it does mean that you set some standards and say, you're going to be with me. We're going to have to fix a few things. Because I can love you from where I am. I can love you from right where I am. Because trust and believe, you're not a doormat. God didn't make you to be a doormat. However, God did make you to love. So we don't have an on-off button for love. There is no on and off button. I know a lot of you think that it works. I know that you think, well, I'll just cut the power on this one. No, it don't work like that. Because what's the next part of this? The next part we see in here is that God's love never ends. It never ends. It don't stop. It don't have an expiration date. God didn't love you with an expiration date. I buy my jelly. I buy my peanut butter. It got an expiration date. Matter of fact, that crab cake that you want, let it sit out. I dare you to eat it if it's been out. I ain't even talking about no long time. I ain't talking about months, weeks, years. Let it sit out for a couple of days and go get a bite in the morning. Yeah, you're going to be balled up somewhere, I promise you. But see, God's love is completely different. See, God's love will meet you right where you are. It'll love you to a situation where you want to love somebody else. God's love will love you in a way that you can't help but show love to someone. God's love is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I look at God's love, which changed my life. I know God's love changed my life because I was a wretch undone. Yeah, that's church lingo. I'm going to drop all that. I was a player. I consider myself a P-I-M-P. I consider myself all them things. Is that some language that y'all might understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, I did a little bit of that. I did a little bit of street. I call myself, you know, I like iced tea when it's trying. I'm a hustler. Yeah, I like all that because that's who I was. That's what I did. That's how I live. I'm going to go out here and get it. We call it breaking the ground. I'm going to break the ground. I'm going to get paid today. But it was another day I wasn't going to go out there and get paid. If I ain't had mine, I'm going to get yours somehow. At the end of the day, that's the kind of individual I was. But God's love changed all of that. When I got saved, I prayed a prayer for salvation. When I prayed the prayer for salvation, the guy I prayed with, he told me, he said, look, man, I'm in this thing with you, so I can't say but so much, but I'm just letting you know I'm praying my way out of this lifestyle that I'm in. And at the same time, he told me, and so what I got this wonderful thing in this thing. I've been praying it for years and years, and all the different people I prayed with who've given their life to Christ, I pray the same thing. Dear Lord, let me live your way and not my own. Oh, let's break that thing down. Let me live your way and not my own. That means I have my own way I want to live, but let me live your way. Because if you help me to live your way and not my own, it'll be easier to do what it is you're calling me to do. Because I still want to do everything wrong, but you jerk. Maybe I'm the only person with a wrestle. Maybe I'm the only person feel stretched sometimes. Maybe I'm the only person that have a hard time putting a dot on the I and a cross in the T when sometimes I just want to let it be. Sometimes I want my attitude to come all the way out. Sometimes I just want to tell some people, or, you know, sometimes you want to do a little bit more than that sometimes. Come on, anybody with me? Anybody with me? Come on, love, let's be real. But the reality is, regardless of what goes on in my life, regardless of how, I got to check it. I got to balance it, Rem Brown, with what God has already done. God forgave me, and if he can forgive me, who on this earth can I not forgive? I told you 2 weeks ago about a murderer who was forgiven and has now reached 10,000 souls for the kingdom of God. That's 10,000 fathers, 10,000 families that now have a father, a husband, a brother, an uncle that now know Jesus because a woman was able to forgive and give her husband's Bible to the murderer. See, you got to understand, God fixed this thing. All we got to do is run the play. Anybody play sports? I see some big fellas right here. Any of y'all play some sports? Now, y'all ever had one of them coaches? Some of y'all know y'all had one of them coaches. Now, I'm going to tell you. He said, if you do this, I guarantee you it's going to work. If you and you did, you're like, I don't know about that, I don't know that. But as soon as you did it, it worked. Amen? I see. I got a few amens. I used to do martial arts, and I had this one particular instructor, and right in a particular about, he could speak in the Korean language, and I had learned a little bit of the Korean just for the moves that I needed to do, and he had a combination that he wanted me to do it, and at certain times, I'd get in there, and he would call it out in the language, and I'd do it, bam, bam, boom, point. I'm like, oh, that works. I like how he called it, because he could see something that I couldn't see, and what you got to realize is God can see some things that you can't always see. He sees the weakness of the enemy, that the enemy's hand is a little low, and that if you came with a hook kick, and you could bring it down, then you could kick it right in the chin. I need you to know that God is trying to prepare you to be able to kick the enemy right in the chin, but you got to be willing to run his place, if not your own. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. You got to trust that this is the true love that we've all been seeking. Somebody give God honor. Somebody give God glory. Somebody give God praise. Amen. Please stand. Please stand. Put your hands together. Now, the reality is we can run a whole bunch of plays, but it's going to be hard to hear from the one that's giving the real plays and the right plays, because the world will always try to give you a wrong play. It'll give you a wrong play that ends you up in heartache and trouble and turmoil. But if we can get in tune with God, then we'd be able to hear what it is that he wants to do. I believe God wants to move. And see, the thing about God is sometimes you'll have a play to run, but it seems like, well, I don't even really see too much. But don't you know that God can use a little to do a lot? Sometimes God can take right where you are And it doesn't seem like you might not even see much. Matter of fact, even today, you might say, this is a school. This is a church and a school. But you got to understand, you got to look with other eyes. You got to see where God has taken us. And it's somewhere beautiful, amen? If you don't know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life, I invite you to come here, take a preacher's hand, but give God your heart. If you're not saved, we invite you to come into fellowship with Christ. Don't hesitate. Ain't nobody got no hell for you. And they sure enough ain't got no heaven for you neither. They probably do have some hell for you. I'll correct that. But if you want to give your life to Christ, I ask that you come on down here. But you may already be saved, but you don't have a church home. And if your church home is too far, you got to catch 2 trains, 4 buses, and a plane, and maybe that's mama's church home. Maybe it's time to get your own. So I'm going to need you, if you need to give your life to Christ, or if you believe God is speaking to you to join this church, I want you to just come on down this aisle and take a preacher's hand, but give God your heart. Amen? 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 I need y'all to be disciples. That's what we're called to be. Turn to your neighbor. Ask him, do you need to get saved or do you need to join this church? Everybody ask somebody. Everybody ask somebody. Everybody ask him, is God speaking to you right now? Amen? Now, if you're saved, I need you to put your right hand up. Make it a fist. Amen, amen, amen. Is there anybody else? I don't know about you. I was believing God was going to do something today. Amen, amen. Is there anybody else? Amen, amen, amen. I just need you to know where we're headed is somewhere amazing. I told my team a long time ago that God has called me not just to have a church that impacts the local area, not just the regional area, but where did I say to impact the what? The nation and the world. And some of the people that are in this ministry will travel to 7 seas with me. And I believe that God is going to do some amazing things. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. Let's pray for our sister. Dear Father God, we thank you for her, dear Father God. We thank you, dear Father God, that she's already saved, but she come to join this church. Now, dear Lord, we just ask that you continue to speak to her heart and bless her, dear Father God. We thank you for her unique gifts and talents and abilities and how you're going to use them right here, dear Father God, in the kingdom, dear Father God. And we just ask that you bless her and bless her indeed. It's in Jesus' mighty name we do pray. Amen. Somebody say, welcome to love. Welcome to love. You may be seated. If those that come to prepare the table would now come.